Yo, so we're gonna try something new today. This is gonna be the Versus episode. I'm gonna do Currency's new project versus Currency's old project. Let's get it. All right, so first off, Currency has been staying consistent, not, you know, missing a beat. I'm looking at his 2020 catalog, and already this year he dropped The Tonight Show. The Tonight Show with Currency, done by DJ Fresh. Then he did Smoking Partners, that was him and Fendi P. That was also in 2020. I'm gonna get the dates for you guys actually. So we're looking at January. He also did this dude is so insane. Back at Bernie's in December of 2019. He comes back out with The Tonight Show with DJ Fresh. And that was January. Damn, this dude is so consistent. January 31st. Then he does Smoking Partners. That drops March 13th. That's with Fendi P. Then after that, he does The Tonight Show again, Deluxe Edition, with DJ Fresh. I have to see how many new records are put on this, but I really did like those Tonight Show little CDs that he was coming with. I swear to God, every time I start recording, something happens. Anyway, I'm posted outside the homie's crib right now. He's about to come downstairs, and he rolled up some of this Light Dep gelato that he got. He's claiming it's super, super fire, and I rolled up a little bit of this Legend OG, and we are going to smoke and see who gets higher. Anyway, I'm doing the verses. So after that, after The Tonight Show, he drops Spring Clean. That was, all right, so The Tonight Show Deluxe dropped. Let me just do this. So it dropped with all the instrumentals on it. That's pretty, pretty dope. That dropped on March 13th. The other one dropped on January 31st. Smoking Partners dropped on March 13th as well. So we hit him with two projects on March 13th. All right. The one we're getting to, though, is Spring Clean. It's his last project. This came out in June 19th. And then he is hitting us with the Outrunners, him and Harry Fraud. And this just came out July 24th. So Currency, like I said, is not missing a beat. He's staying as consistent as a rapper can stay in 2020. He drops basically a CD a month. That's pretty insane. And he's been doing this for so long. He named them at one point. If you guys don't know, he was naming his mixtapes each month. It was like, you know, 10, 30, 12, and then 10, you know, and then it was, you know, the next month after that, 11, 30, 12, and then it was 12, 30, 12. So he's, you know, always done this month-to-month thing. That's actually how I got into Currency, y'all. When I first heard about him in early 2008 or something like that, maybe even earlier than that, he was dropping a month-to-month series of mixtapes. First, I heard he was signed to Lil Wayne, but then I wasn't too into him. Anyway, I'm on Dat Piff, and I start seeing this dude pop up every month with a month-to-month release, and I'm like, oh, what is this? And basically, I listened to a few of them, wasn't going that crazy. One of my homies was like, yo, this dude Currency's the best. You got to see his YouTube channel. After I saw his YouTube channel, I became hooked. And I was the biggest Spitta fan in LA, hands down. No, I'm just playing. Anyway, we're going to get to this versus. We're doing Spring Clean versus, that's Currency and Fuse versus The Outrunners, which is Currency and Harry Fraud. So it's going to go track for track, back to back. We're going to see what we like more. Maybe we'll do two tracks at a time. We're going to roll this up and finish smoking, and we're going to go from there. Let's go. All right. So for the first tracks, we have Offloading versus Coast to Coast. And I got to say, Offloading, Currency, and Harry Fraud hit a little bit harder. They're two different records, very, very, very different records. But just the way the vibe was going for Offloading, it's a little bit doper of a record. But Both are fire. Let's not get that screwed up right now. Coast to Coast is more of a party record. It's more of a Friday night relaxing party record. Just the way that one comes in is so sick. But both records are very, very dope. Oh, I love the way he comes off on that first record. It's a, it's like a success record, like something you're like, you just came up, you just hit a lick, you just made some paper, you put that record on, you're like, oh yeah, we did it. But it feels a little bit less celebratory than the Coast to Coast record. Coast to Coast feels like an uplifted party record. Let me play the beginning of that record. Here it goes, right here. They're both crazy. Very, very, very hard to tell which one's better. I love that first line, too. My whole house got a basketball court in it. It's easy to tell who getting money and who isn't. Yeah, I think I'm going to go... Man, I'm still stuck on these two. But yeah, I'm going to stick with my first... The first one I picked, and I'm going to go with Offloading Outrunners. We're going to give the first song to Outrunners. All right, we're going to get to the second two songs now. This is a fire record. This is a nice, relaxing record. Love the sample. Love the way the sample's chopped up. I like the gospel vocal that's cut over the sample. Ooh, very, very nice. This is going to be hard to pick between these two songs. I can already tell. I just had to play this one back really quick to get a final thought on comparing it. I'm going to give this one... I'm going to give that one a... I want to say it compared. I want to say a 6.5 out of the Currency best to worst songs. I'm going to give that one a 6.5. All right. I love this one. All right, you guys hear that? This one is called The Game. It's off the Spring Clean, and it is featuring Fendi P. It's got a vibe. This one's got a good vibe. All right, so Cutlass Cathedrals versus The Game Fendi P. It's a very hard choice because The Game featuring Fendi P is like, it's like a mafioso record. It's like... it's kind of just dropping a bunch of boss game. He's letting you know this is, you know, you got to stick to the plan. A lot of stuff's going to come with this. You know, you get bitches will come with the game. Dudes are homeless and like the way he breaks this one down is just a lot of boss game. And Fendi P, along with Spitter, both deliver some very, very dope fly verses. Like I said, it's like a mafioso record, just the way it's cut up. Like that James Bondish. I love the way those drums are cut up too. Fuse did his thing. He's really killing it on the beats. I like his beats a lot. But the way this one... is all just vibey and swingy. It's a very, very hard decision, but I think I gotta give it to Cutlass Cathedrals. So that's 2 for Outrunners and no for Spring Clean just yet. We're only at the first two songs. Let's see how this keeps playing out. All right, y'all hearing me right now? We got All in the Picture playing off the Spring Cleaning. And this is another just mafioso record right here. Just nasty. Last night, niggas took all the pics. Last night, Yo, I love this All in the Picture. I couldn't stop playing this song. Actually, I still play it till this day. I still like playing that record a lot. And that song is going up against 90s I Rock Z, and that's featuring Wiz Khalifa. It's a very smooth record. You hear the sample in the background. It's like a super late night cruise around record. You know, sun just came down. You're driving home from the beach. You put this record on, smoking a little joint. It's a cool record. Wiz Khalifa definitely does his thing on there. He has this weird section where he's like, big pool in the back because I stack. Big pool in the back because I work hard. Big pool in the back because I'm prepared for the loss. Big pool in the back because if anything goes down, I got a big pool. I'm like, what? What does any of that have to do with a big pool? Was I missing something, guys? I'm going to try to fast forward to that part. Here we go. And the hook is like, okay, Wiz Khalifa has done much better hooks and worse hooks.
Big pool in the back because I stack. Big pool in the back because I built the foundation case the walls crack.
Okay.
Big pool in the back to see how haters react. Pull it out on Saturday, that's my latest attraction.
Okay, I was tripping. It's a fire little big pool in the back flip, I'm not gonna lie. Now I get it, I'm on board now. I was tripping. First time I listened to it, I was like, what is he talking about? He's just saying random things, but no, none of that was random. It all led up very beautifully. This is a top-notch MC, and he is not just going to give us, you know, first-grade bars. No, he's cutting up bars with precision, but I gotta give it to Spring Clean, y'all. Spring Clean wins this one, no doubt about it. I like that record with Wiz Khalifa. Like I said, it's not my favorite hook. I like Currency's verse, the best part of that song. The laid-back sample is nice, too. It seems like a beat I would like to play with no rap on it, like a chill and just listen to that instrumental. It's a nice instrumental. The chorus is what throws me off a little bit, and Wiz Khalifa comes off with a nice verse, but the chorus is a little too smooth, I think. Anyway, I don't want to talk bad about that record because I will be playing it. But this one is just too good. Like I said, it's got the mafia. The way he cut that, it sounds like a piano. The way they're playing that piano, the way it's ringing out, sounds super, super dope. I really like that one. And then this has just got the most fire hook on it. Last night, here you go. Here we go, guys. You ready?
Last night, niggas took all the pics. Last night, we pulled up and left with all the hoes. This morning, I woke up and counted up a million.
Yeah, that hook is just too good. So we definitely got to give it to All in the Game. That is now 2 for Outrunners and 1 for Spring Clean. Let's keep it moving. All right. The next 2 songs we got is Endless Summer.
I know they'll never let me count a million
catching peace. Okay, I love Endless Summer. I love the way, hold on, I'm gonna sneeze. If you guys were here right now, you'd be like, oh my god, he got the Rona. Someone would have jumped out the window. Someone else would have slammed the door to the studio, and someone else would have hid underneath any type of chair or desk they could have. No. All right, let's get back to focus. Endless Summer.
Oh, high fashion. Millionaires dancing with pistol barrels, glare in the strip club lights.
He goes crazy on this Endless Summer. It's just a very, very dope song. I keep playing this Spring Clean tape. I keep going back to it. So we got Endless Summer going against Gold and Chrome. All right, so on Gold and Chrome, Currency takes the nostalgic route almost. It's kind of like he's looking back at the world before Corona hit. He's taking a look back and saying, I hope my son can do all the stuff that I got to do. And this corona shit doesn't change the whole world permanently. And he might not be able to roll on gold and chrome. And you gotta respect that. Currency is, you know, if you didn't know, if you guys don't know, he's the car genius. He's the car club guy. He's the cruiser. And on this record, he's saying, you know, I just hope my son can appreciate and do all the things I could do. He's a little man right now, but by the time he's a big man, I hope all this stuff is cleared up so we can forget about this BS and go back to a normal life. He continues on this record by saying, you got to watch who you smoke with now. You got to watch who you give a high five to. I think he might even say, like, you can't even high five fools. You gotta elbow dap him now. No, I'm just joking. But he says something along those lines, and then he goes on to say, you start tripping if you hear someone coughing. I kind of feel like, yo, Currency, calm down. I don't want to hear all this, like, political Currency rap, because one, I'm like, bro, we're stoned. We're high, we're rolling home, and I understand you're spreading knowledge, you're concerned about your son, and you're concerned about your homies, your parents probably. If you guys didn't know, Currency has a great relationship with his mom and dad. They are still married too, so Currency's the man. You know, Currency is just trying to do the best he can, but I really don't want to hear Currency talk about this stuff. I just want to hear him talking about riding on rims, taking long drives, stuffing doobies till they are fatter than fingers. And, you know, he could put me on hot rods, like Hot Wheels. He could tell me about, like, anime or something like that. He could even go into some food places that he wants to eat at. I like when Currency talks about, I like when Currency makes up words, when he's like, or airborne aquarium. Like, what is that? What's an airborne aquarium? I like when he, like, you know, puts you on game, boss game. So this is not my favorite Currency record, but it is a song. This is a note he wrote to his son, his newborn son, y'all. So it's like a song he wrote for his son. So it's a dope song, but, and if you guys don't know it yet, let's play a little bit of it. And this beat might be better than the Fuse beat. It's a very nice beat. Harry Fraud is killing these beats. Definitely in his bag. He is standing out and showing us that he is keeping it consistent. Harry Fraud has not missed a beat, in my opinion. He's just kept us, you know, happy. He's consistent. He keeps feeding us with either a French Montana tape, a Currency tape, you know, a different tape that he's got coming out. You know, one of the solo projects he was doing. Very, very dope. Anyway, I'm definitely giving this I'm giving it to Endless Summer. I like Endless Summer better. It's more of a Currency song to me. For the next two songs, so that Endless Summer wins. That's two for the Spring Tape now and two for Outrunners. The next two songs we got are a feature with Rick Ross, and the other one is a feature with Gunplay. So we got some MMG times the Jets right now. Times Jet Life Records, you know what I mean? All right, for sure. We're going to get to this, and we're going to let you guys know what we like better. It is a tie right now. Let's see which breaks the tie. Let's go. Margiello Red with Rick Ross is a great vibe. I love this beat. I love the way Currency is sitting on top of this beat. He just sounds very, very laid back. And it's just one of those records you can play back to back. He just goes crazy on this record. This is going to be a hard choice, I feel like. Rick Ross comes in with a fire verse as well. Whew. I like this chorus too, with just the news. This is something, I guess, that happened in Long Beach. It's a theme that's going on through the Outrunners skits, and at the end of songs, like this one, it's on the chorus. Some at times it's at the beginning of songs, but it's basically newscasters saying, we're in Long Beach and we're trying to figure out what's going on with these guys, like transporting weed or something like that. I gotta look into that, but it's a theme of the mixtape. I got 4 or 5 jewelers. I just purchased the wet. Now the bottle's all black. No more. Rick Ross is in his bag on this one. This beat is just so fire. It's just got such a laid back, good vibe. Man, this is gonna be a hard one to choose between which one I like better. This is going to be very, very difficult, y'all. The Gunplay record. Fuse sticks to that 007 Mission Impossible vibe. Very mafioso. Oof. And the way those drums come in are crazy. And Currency continues with letting you guys know to get everything that you want. Get everything that you want. Get everything that you want. That's what he repeats on this chorus. And it's just a motivational song. It keeps you on the grind. I love the way he gets off on this one. Wow, this is a hard one. This is going to be a hard one, y'all. One of my favorite lines on this song is when he says, tipping on something like it's a Sunday, even though it's the middle of the week. I love that bar. I love that bar. Currency killed that. Recognize I'm a rest specimen, one of the best in them, and that's word like testament. Trash your click. Oh yeah. Currency is going crazy on this song, man. This is gonna be a really hard one. Gunplay gets off like crazy too. Oh my god, this is gonna be a hard one, y'all. The switch in the tones between Currency and Gunplay are amazing. Gunplay has more of a kind of voice, and Currency got that laid back, chill, like that. And Rick Ross has more of a similar voice to Currency. Tone-wise, they are both more of a laid back, get to it, you know, boss style rapper. He sounds more like a general, like a frontline general, like he's in the middle of the war. I love the way Gunplay gets off on this verse. Man, I think this is gonna be a tie, y'all. I cannot pick. So everything versus, man, Magello Red versus everything. Yeah. Even though this beat might be better, Fuse did his thing on that other one too. But this one's just crazy. Whew. That beat is crazy. I think this beat actually wins, but I like the get everything that you want, get everything that you want. Man, this is a hard one. You know what? I think in a last second decision, I gotta go with this Rick Ross record. It just seems like more of a production. A little bit more of a production. The other one is a fire record too. It's very hard to say. This is really, really, really close. But I think I'm gonna go with this one. The Rick Ross feature. So that's 3 for Outrunners and 2 for Spring Clean. Let's keep it moving. Riviera Beach is definitely one of the outstanding records on here because of Conway the Machine. The verse that he spits is one of my favorite Conway verses. I just really, really enjoyed this. If you guys didn't listen to this song yet, this is a banger. The bass line on here is crazy. I love the way Conway came off on this record. Currency went crazy as well. This is a great record right here. Riviera Beach. Fire. He went crazy on that record. This is going against, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the 4th from last song. And on this one, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. So this one is an interlude, and it is called Andretti Notes. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of one where he gets a little political on it as well, because he talks about how he could have made easily $1 million on a bus ride on a tour, but now the whole game has changed. So he's saying, you got to figure out how to diversify your bonds. You can't get stuck in one lane. You got to keep it moving. Which is dope, you know what I mean? But it's one of those records that he's getting a little political on again. He went in on this. It's just a little freestyle. It's a quick record. So definitely the Conway song is better than this, because this is a short freestyle. It's a one verse, no hook. Just a nice vibe, just a nice vibe record. It's an interlude. So I think we might have to put the Conway record against Road to Riches with Wiz Khalifa. This one is a lot better than the Wiz Khalifa feature that is on the Outrunners, in my opinion. I love that line. He said, well-spoken and my man is crazy. Talk my way in and out of any situation. He went crazy on this verse. I really, really like this song. And I love the hook on here, too. It's like reminiscent to an old spitter hook. Or what song is that? On the Road to Riches, Can't Get Distracted By. Maybe that is an old spitter song. Anyway, I'm kind of drawing a blank right now. Wiz Khalifa does his thing on this as well. I like the double time flow that he's coming with. He's bouncy on this one. He's in the right pocket. Really like the way Wiz is on this. Bouncing, he said, make $1 million off of selling merch or something like that. But yeah, I like that one, this song a lot, Road to Riches. So we're gonna put Road to Riches against, like I said, Riviera Beach. And I gotta give it to Riviera Beach, y'all. So that is now 4 for Outrunners and 2 for Spring Clean. We are moving right along to the next song, y'all. Let's keep it moving. Very happy I'm doing this right now, because it's actually making me like this Outrunners tape a lot more. When I started this versus battle, the personal versus battle of currency versus currency tapes, I was going 100% with Spring Clean. I was like, Spring Clean has got this in the bag. I love that tape. It is 100% better. No questions. I listened to Outrunners one time. I couldn't wait to do the show. I wanted to listen to it live on this, you know, for the first time, but I just could not wait. Anyway, it is a very, very dope CD. I'm on 7 C's right now, and he's going crazy on this record.
So beat, long range game, nigga, pistol Pete. I can stop it right there and just let the beat breathe.
He really went crazy on this record. When he finishes the first verse, the beat rings out. There's no chorus on this song. He comes in with the first line off of the second verse, and it has the DJ effect on it. If you guys know what I'm talking about, it's when the turntable turns off. So the vocals go into a very slow, looks like it's going into, and then it just stops. So it starts with that, and I couldn't hear that when I was playing it in my car. Right now, playing it in the room, a little more focused, I was like, oh, that was a crazy dope effect. I gotta say, that was a very, very dope effect. 7 C's is an amazing song. That might be one of the favorites, the hidden gems on the Outrunners tape. That song right now there is gonna go against I Don't Want Much. I Don't Want Much is an amazing song as well. I love this beat. It's got like an old school currency, old school ski beat kind of vibe to it. If you guys don't know, Ski Beats and Currency linked up for the Pilot Talk CDs, and that was like a very legendary time. It was a very, very legendary time. I love that, the sounds of this beat. Oh, it's fire. This is an amazing song, like I said. But as much as I love this I Don't Want Much song, after really paying attention to 7 C's, I think I gotta go with 7 C's, y'all. 7 C's is a really dope song. I think I gotta go with that. Oh, man. So that is now 5 for Outrunners. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2 for Spring Clean. This is not looking good for my tape, the Spring Clean tape. I swear, I thought the Spring Clean tape was going to blow Outrunners out of the water. And that's one of the main reasons why I did this, because I wanted to show you guys, yo, Fuse is going crazy on here. But I got to give it right now. There's still a few left. Let's see what happens. All right, so the next two songs we're going to is In the Coop versus Noam. All right, In the Coop versus Noam, and Noam is featuring T.Y. I really like T.Y. I believe he is a West Coast rapper. Currency, I believe, signed him like 5 years ago. If I'm wrong, please correct me, guys, but I believe Currency signed him like 5 to 6 years ago, or maybe a little less, and then he went to jail. I believe he was in jail for maybe some bringing weed to New Orleans. I don't know what he went to jail for. Maybe it was like a knife charge. I can't remember. Anyway, I believe he went to jail. Maybe that was C. Styles. That might have been C. Styles. Anyway, T.Y. is going crazy on this record. I really, really like how he comes off on this song. And I really, really like this In the Coop song. This In the Coop record is featuring Jim Jones, the snitch. No, I'm just playing. The 6ix9ine informant. No, I'm playing. But yeah, he's featuring Jim Jones on this record. And Jim Jones is straight up in the pocket. He sounds just like he did on the classic, Pete Rock record with Max B. It is a super classic record. It's one of my favorite Jim Jones and Max B songs. It goes, Oh man, I can't remember the name of it, but it was such a fire song. I'll do a a throwback, and I'll put that one in there. I'll put it on the Spotify playlist. Yeah, check out the Gnarly playlist on Spotify. I'll put that at the top. Anyway, that was a fire Pete Rock beat, and like I said, one of my favorite, 100%, one of my favorite Jim Jones songs, and also Max B songs. So that's saying a lot. Pete Rock went crazy on that beat. This song, Jim Jones, he's in the same pocket as that record. And I really like the way he comes off on this. I love this beat as well. Currency is just doing his thing on this. He stays very consistent. You cannot get a bad spitta verse. That's why they call him spitta, y'all. Because he spits them hot flames. He is the hot spitter. So it's very hard to get not good spitter verse. So spitter goes crazy on this. And the way this chorus is, it's just a nice chorus. Something you could roll around town to, smoking weed to. When I first listened to it, I'm not gonna lie, it's a little funny because he's like, I rolled around in the coupe with the beat on loop. Soundtrack to my life, a movie. I don't even know. But it sounded a little funny to think of a Currency. He's close to 40 years old, and he's just like, ride around in the coupe with the beat on loop. It was, I don't know why. And I never feel that about Currency. I always, no matter what it is, I'm like, yo, Currency did his thing on this. But I laughed the first time I played it. Played this record a few more times after that, and I enjoyed it more and more. Jim Jones comes off crazy on it. The chorus isn't my favorite hook from Currency. Like I said, I ride around with the coupe with the beat on loop. It's not my favorite, but it's a fun little hook he did. But we're gonna hear Jim Jones right now.
Yo, Currency, I got my race cars too. You know, I'm just getting them done up real quick. So when you race, you gonna race for.
And he's just clowning with Currency, saying let's race at the beginning of this.
I done lost a couple friends trying to beat these streets. I told Harry cook a place so I could eat these beasts on them shit, you know.
Yeah, Jim Jones sounds very good. His tone sounds very good on here. He sounds like he's perfectly in the pocket. Definitely coming off very, very slick on this record. So I'm definitely vibing with this. Sorry, I just got a phone call. But if I had to say what's better, now what is better, that versus... I gotta say Noam. Noam featuring T.Y. I love this song. He has a lot of great lines on there letting us know that there's a lot of, wanksters and pranksters and people saying that they are what they're not. So I really, really enjoy this record. It's just got a very good vibe to it. I definitely like Jim Jones' verse on In the Coop, and I like how Currency got off on there as well. But if they have to go head-to-head, I got to give it to Noam. So that is now 3 for the Spring Clean Tape and 5 for Outrunners. So we're going to move it right along. It's actually the last one. Let's see if Spring Tape can get to 4 and just be right underneath the Outrunners. Let's move it along. All right, some dope news with Currency that happened today was Trippie Redd was rolling around on his live bumping spitta. It looked like he was rolling around in LA enjoying some blunts of Kush, and he was playing the new spitta with Harry Fraud. So I was like, oh, what? Had to put that on my TikTok. If you guys don't know, the boy is back on TikTok. The last like 10 days, every day I've done a viral video that's hit like 500,000 views, 1,000,000 views, 700,000 views, 200,000 views, 100,000 views. The boy's going crazy on there. Anyway, I put up this video with Trippie Redd listening to spitta just because I was like, yo, that's so dope. Trippie Redd. I love Trippie Redd, if you guys didn't know that. And him listening to spitta, it was just a really dope sight. All right, so we're gonna keep it moving. Like I said, we got one song left on each tape. Let's go. These two last songs are very similar records. They are perfect Currency outro vibes. That's Pounds of Paper. Pounds of Paper is like almost like a mysterious, like you're inside of a weed cloud and you're driving around like, where am I at right now? Where was I supposed to go? Just the way that comes in is crazy. So that is going against Black Mirror. I think I gotta go with Black Mirror. I think I honestly gotta go with Black Mirror. They're both amazing records. Like I said, perfect outro records. But this one's a little slower. And I like the way the other one is sitting just a little bit better. It just has a... Let me go back. It's just at a little better speed for me. The lyrics and the beats. The Harry Fraud beat might be a little better than this Black Mirror beat too. That is hard to say. I like the way the drums feel like they're kind of like almost missing on the Harry Fraud beat. And they pop in like kind of all on their own. It sounds really cool the way that snare was popping in and coming in and out. He was playing with the openness. Like no snare and then coming back with the snare. It sounded really cool. Harry Fraud did his thing on that. But like I said, this Black Mirror record is a little bit more my speed. Yeah, it's a little more my speed. Both of them are very, very close though. It's like almost a tie. So that's 4 for Spring Clean and 5 for Outrunner. Wow, that was a very, very close call. I thought Spring Clean was gonna have it. Then once we were going through them and Outrunners was 5-2, 5 records to 2 records, I was like, oh, Outrunners has this. It's a wrap. It's over. I'm surprised Spring Clean came back and got 4 in the end on the gnarly radar. I still feel like that last record, it's a hard one to choose. But so was that Gunplay and Currency versus the Currency and Rick Ross record, right? So I guess if you cancel those 4 out, those 2 songs out, actually it'll be 4 songs. If we cancel... if we cancel out the Gunplay one, we cancel out the outros, we say all those are tied, then it will be 4-4. Or no, then it would be... I'm confused now. Anyway, let's not get into all of that. The Outrunners tape wins. Like I said, I thought it was going to lose. I thought Spring Clean had this. And when the Outrunners was up 5-2, I was like, oh, Outrunners is blowing this out the water. But Spring Clean did come back with 4-5. Very, very close. Two very, very dope Currency mixtapes. If you guys do not have them, go bump them. Go download them. You can definitely download the Spring Clean for free to all my DJs out there. That is on DatPiff as a free download. Outrunners, I don't know if it's going to be a free download or not. But yeah, let's keep it moving. What is Za? Za. Some homie called me that when I said I got that call. He's like, yo, I'm on the way to go get some Zaza. I said, what is Zaza? He said, some trees. Like I knew Zaza. Like, do people say this? Is this a new term? I'm going to get some Zaza. You got some Zaza? Never heard anyone say Zaza. Hey, where's the Zaza? What? What is that? Sounds like something more than weed. Anyway, you guys already know. I'm high as a kite right now, relaxing in the studio. This was the Versus episode. I thought this was a dope-ass episode. Anyway, thank you guys. Outrunners takes the crown tonight. We'll be back with another one of these very soon. Much love.